from Richmond Fellowship, this is Radio Sparky.
Welcome along to the podcast which shines the spotlight on the excellent work happening at Richmond Fellowship Services across the country. I'm Matt Webb, Communications and Marketing Officer, and joining me this month are Vicky Pritchard, Service Manager at Richmond Fellowship's Our Time service in Liverpool, and Marshall, a person we support. Now, they've been working with the BBC to produce a podcast series called It's About Time. Before we chat to Vicky and Marshall, let's hear a bit of what they've been up to.
We're trying to make true sense of mental health during lockdown, the Liverpool story. In this podcast, true is the key word. Everybody has mental health, but what impact has this pandemic had on yours?
We are five people from the city of Liverpool who have experienced mental health problems and have joined up to do a podcast course about that very subject. None of us ever met before, which is really strange. Oh, it's a lovely cup of tea that day. Thanks very much.
Very inspiring stuff. Vicky, first of all, tell us about Our Time and what the service does in Liverpool.
Well, Our Time is a time bank, which not a lot of people have heard of, but it's basically a skills exchange in the community. So we're funded by Liverpool City Council. It's for individuals who live in Liverpool in the City Council area. And we also sign up organisations in the area. So our team organise activities between people for people who want to learn from each other or do new stuff together and get some help with anything at all, from DIY to dog walking, therapies, art, learning music, whatever it is people want to do. And what we do is match up those people as individuals, or we'll match people up with organisations. And then people bank time doing things for each other, and then they can take time back. So it's a bit different to volunteering in that people give their time for free as such, but then there's a value to that. It's the time credit that they're owed back. So they can also take help back from anyone or any organisation elsewhere within the time bank.
And do you have any people involved at the moment?
Yeah, people come in and out of the time bank because it's a membership where it's very, very flexible. People will give, you know, maybe an hour a month, or some people give 20 hours in a month. It's always changing, but we're normally working with around 40 people actively at any time across Liverpool. And then we've got around 30 to 40 organisations as well that we involve, depending on what people want to do.
And you've been involved in doing a podcast in association with the BBC. Marshall, just tell us a bit about what you've been doing.
Well, I started off with the Richmond Fellowship, and it was all about podcasting and how to get started with it and what software to use. And at the beginning of it, I was very much an initiate. I had no idea what I was doing. And by the end of the course with the BBC, I knew exactly what I was doing, what equipment to buy, to use Zencaster rather than the Zoom and things like this. And it's really helped a lot, because now I've used that to help get stories from other people that was in a similar place to me. I was diagnosed very late in life, in my 40s, with Asperger's, and it really changed my life completely. It made me understand a lot of things in my life that had happened previously and why I couldn't do the things I should have been able to do. And since then, I've gone on to learn that Asperger's is this wonderful gift that I've been given. I've always been creative, and I've always been involved in the performing and creative arts, and through the Richmond Fellowship and through this podcasting and through other courses with them, through the time banking, I've been able to do so many things that I've never done before. And during lockdown, I have to say I'm one of those very few people where lockdown's done me the world of good.
And just tell us about some of the podcasting that you've been doing with the BBC. Who have you been interviewing and what have you been covering?
I interviewed someone very interesting. He was talking about something called fibromyalgia, something I had absolutely no knowledge of whatsoever, and that so many people are living with it, and that people are living in day-to-day absolute agony and no one can explain why. And there's so many people with this infliction that when talking to other people, learning about new things that people have to live with, gives you a new whole dynamic of how you can look at how other people have to exist and maybe hiding their disability. But it's finding out about different people suffering from different things and how they cope.
And you must have heard some remarkable stories when you've been talking to these people.
Oh, gosh, some incredible stories. We've heard things that I've heard stories about homeless people who, you know, should never have been homeless, but they helped bring up their brother and their sister, and they gave up so much of their life, and the brother and sister went off and had their own life and left him to nothing. And, they went into alcohol and into drugs and into rehabilitation. And now he's fighting back. He's now working alongside me, helping those people that was, you know, gone into addiction and into recovery.
You've been working alongside the BBC. That must have been quite an exciting experience, working with such a big acclaimed national broadcaster to produce something so special.
Yeah, I mean, John was fantastic and he helped us with absolutely everything. And the BBC, I think what's great about the BBC is if you look at everything that they're doing, it's kind of like the political correct way of doing things. You know, even if I go off on a tangent and say like women's football, they've actually put something into something that should be put into, and it's mental health. They're doing the same thing. They're actually looking at mental health with a proper way of saying, okay, we need to invest more here. We need to give them more airtime. And I think that's what the BBC can do for us. They can give us more airtime, and not just on podcasting, but televising and things like this, because there's so many channels with the BBC and so many things. And one of the things that's helping me out now is Comic Relief, which is, of course, something very close to me.
Have any of the programmes that you've been producing been aired on BBC local radio at all?
Not yet, no. Well, I mean, I think things we'll be looking at is, because we weren't really able to do the interviews that I wanted to during the lockdown, we'll be able to do a lot better interviews now. I want to do the interviews perhaps in the same studio, because I feel like I can get a lot more reaction if they're physically there. And, you know, when the cameras are off, they're able to look at me and give me an idea of what I should be asking them. And just from experience, I've been able to learn I can tell by their body language what questions they're uncomfortable with or what questions I could get, you know, could possibly ask.
You touched upon getting hold of equipment to be able to do this sort of thing. I mean, I've got a broadcast system here, so I can do the interviews with you. What sort of items have you had to either purchase or get hold of to be able to do the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, the best thing that I got a hold of was a proper microphone. It only cost me £90, but it improved the quality. And we've got our own little studio now with these cameras, headphones, and our own little microphones. And it's cost, the old get-ups cost about £1,000 altogether, but it's been an investment really worthwhile investing in.
And when it comes to the support you've received from Richmond Fellowship, how would you rate it?
The Richmond Fellowship, it's three steps, and they've been on all three steps. I mean, they give me the knowledge, the education, and the initiation of coming into the BBC. And then they went on to give me the platform and the ability to perform and display what we were doing. And now they're also supporting me on the springboard, where I've gone on to create my own charity, which has been a long time coming. Anyone who wants to start up a charity, it's really difficult. It's not an easy thing to do, but it's been worthwhile. And they're still supporting me now. And like Vicky touched on, hopefully be a partnership with us. So they've been there through all three steps, and I can't appreciate them enough.
Marshall, your story is very inspiring. Vicky, it must have been a pleasure to have worked alongside Marshall to help get this podcasting up and running, and obviously support other people too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we had such great feedback from that particular project, which was It's About Time, which ended in March this year. People really got a lot out of it. They've gone on to do some really interesting, amazing things, you know, and what they've said is it came down to just needing a bit of confidence or a bit of guidance. And I mean, as Marshall said, you can invest in podcasting in particular, but we've had people just use, you know, laptops and, you know, built-in microphones, and they're also doing that sort of thing, or they're public speaking, you know, speaking to the media, because they've got the confidence to do that now. They've had a bit of training around in communication, really, and that was all they needed. So it's been a real honour and a privilege to see how people work together, because we worked together over several months to actually achieve that, you know. And a couple of our people who took part were interviewed on Radio Merseyside, and we had some clips played on there, and it's just wonderful to see people grow with that, you know, and just really run with their ideas.
And Vicky, if people want to find out more information about your service, how would they contact you?
Well, people can contact me on my email address, which is Vicky, so vicki.pritchard@richmondfellowship.org.uk, or they can call me on 07901 517336, and there's information on the Richmond Fellowship website as well, because at the moment, and I think our closing date is the 1st of October, we're about to run another project just like It's About Time that Marshall took part in, called Sound Ideas to Share, and this time we'll have Ganan Adamu, who's the presenter on BBC Radio Merseyside, and she also runs her own organization called I Woman to help local unemployed people get into media. So we're actually running a whole new project, similar to It's About Time, very similar, but with built-in confidence and assertiveness and employment training as well. So if people want to know more about Our Time in general or about that project, especially if you live in Liverpool for Our Time or the Liverpool City region for sound ideas to share, then please drop me a line, because we can sign up organisations as well from anywhere potentially in the world, especially now that we're using Zoom and that sort of thing to have meetings. So yeah, we'd love to hear from anyone interested.
Well, Vicky and Marshall, thank you very much for joining me on Radio Sparky today. It's been wonderful hearing about what's been going on up in Liverpool, and Marshall, your recovery story as well. It's very inspiring. Do you both thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Radio Sparky.